Hey guys, Butters from South Park here. Just want to make sure you have your parents' permission to be listening to this. You know, sometimes we talk about some pretty racy things, like boobies. Well, I guess I'd better get going now. Enjoy the show.
Please state your name.
Cyclone Fanatic.
Please state your purpose.
Cyclone Fanatic.
Welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Fawcast, powered by Iowa's most recommended realtor, Mark Charter. Read reviews, choose your own commission plan, and learn more about Mark at markcharter.com.
Now, hear this.
Now, please welcome your hosts, Chris Williams, Mark Charter.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more Adam Gray.
And Adam Gray.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to this week's podcast here at CycloneFanatic.com. I'm Chris Williams, joined by Adam Gray and the man of the hour, Mark Charter, MarkCharter.com, Mark Charter Real Estate. You're all over the place, Mark Charter. I heard your new commercial on KXNO with your new rep. What do you call her?
I call her Amy.
Amy?
Yeah.
New Amy? Welcome.
I don't want to talk about anything today. I'm mad.
You're all pissy about this Fred Hoiberg.
I'm so mad I could spit nails.
But I'm confused though, Mark, because you came in here and you didn't want to talk about it, but now like it's all you're talking about. So I don't know what to do.
It just bothers me. The whole thing bothers me. And I told you guys the analogy that I won't repeat on here as far as what Fred is doing to our program, and he just didn't care, man. Just doesn't care. You got to live the dream.
I don't know if he doesn't care.
You know, some of us don't get to live the dream, you know?
You've lived the dream?
What if you're married and your dream's the three-way? You could forget about your dream. It's not happening.
No, it's not.
Unless you have an awesome wife.
Well, maybe so, but most of us have that dream, and we might pursue it, but we get the old hand slap, and it's not going to happen. So some of us don't live our dreams, and that's okay. That's okay.
So you're upset with him for wanting to live his dream?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
No, I'm upset. No. I'm upset for him actually being able to live out his dream at the expense of the rest of us.
Allegedly, because it isn't done yet. I mean, he's still Iowa State's head coach.
I think most people are upset because they thought his dream was Iowa State, and they're finding out that hey, that might not be the case.
Yeah,
because Iowa State fans, their dream is Iowa State.
Because we're naively thinking he's in.
You're exactly right. Yeah. Like most guys, like us. And folks who listen to this podcast, like, what's your dream? It's like to put on the Cardinal in gold.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get it. The last thing I'm going to do is tell fans how to feel. Like, Mark, if you're pissed off, you have all the right in the world to be pissed off. I look at it from a standpoint of, I think when he was hired, the program's in a pretty damn good spot now. If I were told you the day he got hired with no experience that this guy is going to leave for the NBA in 5 years, that generally means things went pretty well.
And people would have taken it.
Yeah. But again, like it's different. And Ross and I have talked about it a lot this week. Like the emotions people have, like, I think everybody's going to look at it a little bit differently. And again, this is if it happens. Nothing's happened yet.
I don't blame him for taking it, but it doesn't change my opinion on that. It feels wrong to me. That's just how it feels. I'm not saying he is wrong by doing it. There's a difference in what I'm talking about. But it feels wrong. It feels disloyal. It feels like I'm going to marry you while I'm poor, and we're going to struggle together, and we're going to try to right this ship. And as soon as I get really hot and good-looking and successful and make a lot of money, I'm going to dump you for the better model. That's what it feels like to me, and you don't do that. You stick with the horse that brought you.
I feel like if you were leaving for another college job, I would get that. It's just a different deal.
But at the same time, if you were to divorce your wife then, at least she's getting 50% of your money.
Yeah, at least
he's putting Iowa State in a better position than he was before.
He's leaving
him poor.
If he were to leave this summer, he's leaving somebody with a really good team.
Yeah. And it isn't that he's leaving in general. It's that he's leaving too early.
Allegedly.
To me, he's leaving too early. If he took us to the Final Four,
yeah,
I don't think people would feel the same way. I just don't.
I disagree.
It feels so incomplete to me if he leaves.
I disagree with that. I think people would be upset regardless.
Yeah, I think anything other than Fred staying for 30 years, people are going to be disappointed about. I honestly believe that. I think people look at Fred and they said, we finally got our Coach K. We finally got our Jim Calhoun or Jim or Boeheim.
Yeah.
We got this guy. And that's what's sad about it is because he is an Iowa State guy and you think he's not going to leave for anything else. With that said, I can't hate Fred Hoiberg. I just can't do it.
I'll root for him wherever he goes.
I'd rather him go to the Timberwolves than the Bulls. But hey,
if he goes to the Bulls, it's great for me.
Yeah, you're a Bulls fan.
That's my team. But I mean, I'd rather him be at Iowa State, obviously.
Can he at least play Dougie McBuckets if he goes to the Bulls?
Oh, he will.
I'd like to see him play.
If you're Doug McDermott, who else would you rather have take that job?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Than Hoiberg.
He's just giving free reign to shoot it.
Shoot the damn ball.
10-3 is a game. Go ahead.
Shoot the damn ball, Doug.
The Ames High connection in full force.
All right, so we didn't want to talk about this today.
All right, let's quit talking about it.
I actually post some questions to our podcast listeners
on our
forums, and I have those printed off right here. Before we do that, I want to promote our big podcast/fundraising party.
We set a date.
Have a date.
Woo-hoo!
Ka-ching! Nice. I love it.
June 26, 7 o'clock. That's a Friday night.
Yep.
We are going to do it at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. We have the party room.
We're just going to take over the whole thing.
Okay.
We're going to get enough people there that we're going to take over the whole bar.
I hope so.
That's my goal.
I hope so. Yeah. I've been in discussions with the folks at Ponseti International for the charity that we're going to work with. They're really excited about this, guys, because it's a charity where not a lot of people even know about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like the American Cancer Society or it's not a big they don't have fundraisers like this. They don't have people wanting to help very often. So they were excited about it. We'll continue to get more information on that in the coming weeks. But I wanted to get people to mark their calendars. June 26, 7 o'clock at the Bench.
Do we know what we're actually doing at this thing? We're just going to have some beers and hang out, have a good time? Or are we actually going to be doing something?
Get a little band going, maybe get some prizes. I'm going to go around to a bunch of different advertisers, see if they can
throw
something.
By the way, I don't know. I have to do this because I don't know if you've already gone down this road, but assuming that they are free, I got a request from a band, a good band, to play for free.
Wow.
For us. He's a listener. John McKee is a listener of this podcast every single week. Their band is called The Array.
Okay.
And they played like downtown and stuff. And they're willing to do it for free.
I say
if they're available.
If it is a listener of the podcast, I think it makes it really cool.
Yeah, I agree.
Just a big party.
So I'm going to give him the date, or he'll hear the date today when he listens to this.
Does he play George Strait?
I don't think so. I think he's the drummer. I think he's the drummer.
We got a problem because my buddy Chris English, they play the country songs.
I think they do some. I think they do some covers and stuff. But John, get a hold of me. You're hearing this.
Hey,
so,
John, can we work up a few country songs?
Yeah,
you got time. Just to have them in your back pocket, buddy.
But yeah, he loved to play it. He loves the podcast and said he'd do it. So
I think if we could tie in a podcast listener to do that, just before we started, one of your employees, Mark, her father, reached out to me. You know, I could pull it up right here, but somebody in that family adopted a child with a club foot as well.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
And they want to help with some of the fundraising. This is going to be really cool. I love doing the charity stuff for anything, but when you have a personal tie to something, I feel like you always.
A little more passionate about
it. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, I feel like you put a little more into it, and I'm excited. Honestly, like, I need this personally to have this date done because there's a lot going on with Iowa State right now, and this is fun for me.
Something to look forward to.
Yeah, this is something like that. Regardless of what's going on with Hoiberg and all that, I feel like we can rally a bunch of people together for a good cause, for a lot of fun, and I think it'll be a great night.
And if you're a Clone fan, you can either come and drink your sorrows away because Fred is no longer our coach, or you can celebrate because there's no way June 27th is rolling around and we don't know the answer to this question.
June 26th.
26th, yeah. Okay. You show up on the 27th, enjoy your time. But
something to think about, too, in Cyclone Fanatic parties usually have some special guests.
They typically do.
We'll see. I mean, this is about a month. Maybe I can work a little magic.
Don't promise anything.
No. I said maybe.
Yeah, okay. You know, I've had a Fallcast listeners shoot me a message just saying, hey, I'd like to help out. A couple of them have actually were born with severe Clubfoot, and so they're passionate.
Really?
That's like you. Yeah.
That's great.
So they want to help out. Anyone that's listening that would also like to help out, shoot me an email. CycloneFanatic17@gmail.com.
Say that one more time.
CycloneFanatic17@gmail.com.
This is awesome.
With any way that you'd want to help out. Some people have even said, hey, I can't make it, but if there's anything I can do to help out, you let me know.
And I also had a couple of folks reach out to me about a GoFundMe site.
Yeah.
So maybe we can get one of those launched.
Perfect. We have listeners from North Dakota and South Dakota.
We can't make it, but but they could still help
out. I'm willing to bet, because I know me and I have no official plans at this point, but I'm willing to bet that I'm going to give away something at this little shindig too.
A new house?
I will not give away a new house, but I'll probably give away something that's cool.
I might reach out to Iowa State too and see if we can get a silent auction going on like a autograph. I'm just going to say autographed basketball, but I'm not trying to troll. It's just
trust me, I've already thought the same thing. I'm like, I'll shoot an email over to Julie and see if we can get some stuff. And
the way they don't just hand out stuff, but if it's to raise money for charities,
they're pretty good.
Can we get it? I know that the Finleys will do stuff.
We need to get a couple of autographed nut cups. That's what we need to get.
Well, I said on the air the other day, damn it, Iowa State better change their tone on the nut cups now. I mean, I think we're deserving of being able to make the nut cups.
Here's the nut cup we need to get before Fred leaves, allegedly. We need to get,
allegedly.
We need to get 250 nut cups, and he writes, "I'm sorry, Fred Hoiberg," on each one of them.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Hey, Mark, are you still making t-shirts? What happened to the podcast t-shirts?
I need to do it.
We've got a guy who can make t-shirts.
I'm in a world full of busy.
Well, right now. I mean, he's getting so much business off the Fanatics that he just can't put any time to the t-shirts. You can't blame him for that, Chris.
I just got another email from someone the other day that said they love listening to this and they wanted to meet with me. And then the night before I was supposed to meet with them, I got the email that's common in this business. We thought a lot about it and we're going to go with a close friend.
Yeah.
So then I wrote the email, which wasn't mean, but I said, okay, that's fine, but before you go with the close friend, because I've been doing this 10 years and I hear all the time we shouldn't have gone with a close friend instead of the right person for the job.
Sure.
I laid out like a bullet point of 17 reasons they should hire me versus anybody else. We'll see if it works.
But did you hear back?
No, I didn't, but
hopefully they listen.
I said, if this close friend happens to be a great agent, then so be it. But if they're not,
17,
then don't.
Huh? Why did you stop at 17? You should have gone for
why
a
did
nice
you get the
round
top 20?
I could do 100.
Well, get your just go to top 100.
You think Fanatic's a big thing for my business? Wait till the TV commercial comes out.
Whew. Where are you gonna run it?
We filmed this thing. It's gonna be slick.
You know where you should run it.
It's gonna be slick.
You should run it on CycloneFanatic.com.
Why didn't you ask me to be do a cameo?
Dude, I sent Facebook stuff out for 3 weeks.
Yeah, but I didn't want to be an extra. I needed to be featured in this.
Good grief.
I refuse to be an extra.
If there's a way to run it on Cycling Fanatic, we certainly will. But
we can.
It's going to be a cool little commercial.
We actually can.
Yeah. It won't look local.
What we can
in
do.
Any way.
What we can do. It'll cost you, but we can run it before our videos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like our CFTV videos.
Yeah.
Mark Charter Real Estate could be the sponsor of CFTV.
Couple hundred thousand a year, we'll make it.
Because obviously I'm not paying you guys enough already, but you know, hey, whatever.
Just saying,
whatever.
You said if we can run it, I'm finding you a way.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're editing this, hopefully at the end of May.
You're welcome for doing your job, Adam.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because
I'm upselling the man.
I hadn't even mentioned it.
End of May, early June, we're going to hit the airwaves. It'll be on like the 5813s, HDTV, stuff like that.
You put it on 5?
Well, you go where the people watch certain shows. So like, as an example, Ellen, okay? We're going for a female demographic, so Psycho Fanatic might not be good.
Yeah, we're out.
We're going for a female demographic. I don't know.
There have been some little bitches on the website lately.
Oh,
so.
Wow. Calling people out.
I don't even have to edit that.
I know. That's why I said it.
By the way, if you're wondering why Gray is not swearing anymore, Chris put the kibosh on that and
seriously
said we can't
though,
do it.
If this were like real FCC, you can't call somebody a B.
Really?
You can say somebody's acting like a B.
Well, I didn't say anyone specifically.
Or you could describe a female dog.
Yeah, but you used it as a noun.
Oh.
I don't think you need to worry. This is not
we're fine.
FCC territory.
No, we're fine. I'm just teaching you. So
I have a lot to learn.
If you're ever on KXNO again, so you know.
Yeah, how did your co-host go? I was there for part of it.
I didn't get to
obviously,
listen to
then
it.
Then I bounced.
Thanks for supporting, guys.
Dude, it's my day off. The last thing I want
to
do
is listen to
work.
The show.
Yeah.
You know, I think it went pretty well. I think I probably could have been a little bit more aggressive, but, you know.
Aggressive.
Ross is, yeah, I mean, just there was a couple times where I probably could interject with a question, or but I was maybe a little bit laid back, letting Ross just do his thing. I was impressed though. Ross and Downs, they're two talented guys. It was pretty cool being in there seeing it.
Thanks.
But funny story on that. So I tell my wife, hey, I'm going to be on. You should listen.
Yeah.
So, I get done. Do you listen? Oh, yeah, you sounded great. You did a really good job. So I'm like, oh, okay, thanks. He goes, you sounded a little different on the radio than you do at home, but whatever. Mm-hmm. We're driving later on that night, and she has Justin Timberlake, an old Justin Timberlake CD going. And she goes, oh, man, I was jamming out to this the whole way home. I go, wait, you were jamming out to it. How'd you listen to the radio show? yeah, about that. She never even listened.
Nothing. She lied.
She lied.
Yeah. If it makes you feel any better, I told my wife that I was going to be on that particular day too, and like while I'm talking on the radio, she's calling me on my phone. I'm like,
my wife never listens to anything I do, never reads anything I write.
Does that bother you at all? Or are you like, you don't care?
I don't care.
Really?
Well, you get away with a lot too because you throw her under the bus some.
You don't feel like she could be a little bit more supportive?
No.
No?
I mean, she puts up with a lot of crap. Like last night I was working till like 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, she doesn't. I don't need her to listen to everything.
You don't need her to stroke you.
But now, it was nice when Cameron was born and she was on maternity and they'd sit around and listen to me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that was always nice because we were just starting the show and it was nice to know that. But now I don't need that.
I like that little roundtable thing you guys do on the Mondays.
It's fun. That was a good idea. That was Ross's idea. That's cool. And this is what we're doing. I'm working on it with Fanatic too, but I'm just a firm believer in more voices, the better. So I've got a few tricks up my sleeve here for the upcoming seasons. Get a couple more writers on Fanatic.
As long as you don't screw up the podcast, that's all that matters.
No, the podcast will not be touched.
You need to get me hooked up with your t-shirt guy, by the way, because I will get those made.
Let's get him hooked up with Clint.
I'm going to get some shirts made, and I will give away a bunch of free podcast shirts at the party.
Yeah, I was going to say, can we get these done by June 26th?
Dude, I hope so. They're t-shirts. They're not new cars. I mean...
Let's do it.
All right.
It'd be good to get Clint some business.
They'll be simple. You'll want to wear them. They'll look good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll do
that. We should actually sell them there.
Will you guys wear them? Can we all just wear the Fawcast
t-shirt? Yeah, but I'm saying, we can get a booth and actually sell the t-shirts there.
We could do that.
Sell it along with – we could have Clint set up the booth that he did last time with all his stuff and the Fawcast t-shirts. I like it.
Yeah. I like where we're going with this.
Okay. Groovy.
All right, so this is what I – throughout to some fans. So we're going to record this week's podcast. Got a non-Fred Hoiberg question you want us to answer or discuss? Fire away. And immediately...
How many pages do you have to go?
Less than 2 minutes after I posted that, a wise guy, IA State for Life, says, who will be the head coach of the Chicago Bulls next season?
Well, I mean, that's not directly a Fred Hoiberg question. You got to give him credit for that.
He did put the gym lod.
The pirate?
Yeah, the pirate next to it. The well played IA State for Life.
The pirate? What are you talking about?
The pirate,
about?
If you put a, see that? See that pirate next to that?
I've seen that. What does that mean?
That's Cyclone Fanatic lingo.
For sarcasm.
Yeah.
So he's not being serious with
that. See, I wish I could have had one last night when I was going on my Twitter rant.
Who developed that? Or who, how do you know
that? V-Bulletin.
Sarcasm. Well,
that's old school Cyclone Fanatic. I was going on my Twitter making fun of the city of Chicago.
Yeah. Which I don't even. You don't even need to. That city makes fun of itself.
Well,
dude, Chicago's awesome.
Hilarious. No, it's not. Just shut utter up. Hilarity shut up, right? How many people were taking these things seriously.
Oh, yeah.
What do you not like about Chicago? You punk?
I just went there. I wasn't blown away.
The traffic.
What blows you away then?
It's not.
What were you expecting?
I'd rather go to Kansas City.
The 500 shootings a day that go on there.
Okay, well, come on. That's
terrible
not,
roads,
that's not
the tolls.
That's not downtown Chicago. There's no tolls. We're talking about, when you say Chicago,
dude,
we're talking downtown.
If you get in downtown
Chicago, you're
talking
Wrigleyville, you're talking Michigan Avenue, you're talking Navy Pier. That's a beautiful place to go in the summertime.
That's not
Navy
bad.
Pier, that's where we went.
That's a beautiful
place
to go.
It was a blast. That was very fun.
Summertime in Chicago, there's nothing better. It's an awesome place to go in the summertime.
I enjoyed that aspect of it, but... like Wrigleyville, though, that's not like that's so cool, like right there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's in a bad neighborhood, man.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not like this walk.
It's not bad as in duck for cover.
Not like
it's
the South Side or US
it's
Cellular.
It's older. I think the property values around Wrigley are pretty good.
Dude, the US Cellular, that's a really bad.
Yeah, nice field.
South Side is way worse than Wrigleyville.
I'm not
way
kidding
worse.
Though. We And this is so, like, I'm so small town Iowa.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so, like, I just am. Admittedly, I'm very naive to anything outside of our great state. And I'm fine with that. But I stopped to get some ice to keep breast milk cold. Mm-hmm. This is my life now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was not good.
The ice?
No, the...
The breast milk?
The 7,
you tasted it?
The 7-Eleven where I stopped.
No, there's some janky place.
My God. Like, it was not good.
Did you notice Dunkin' Donuts on, like, every corner?
It was right around U.S. Cellular Field, too.
Yep.
Just like 10 minutes prior.
What was not nice about it, Chris?
What were you doing down there?
I was driving downtown.
Yeah, but where were you staying? Why were you so far south?
I don't know. We were coming in from the south.
Okay.
Came from I-80 and then... Just plugged her into the GPS, and that's where it took us. Right. We stayed in the north suburbs
because
that's where our friends were. But it was not a... Anywho, downtown Chicago was very cool. It was fun. Just put Cammy in the little carrier, walked around. Mm-hmm. I'd never been there, so I've seen all this stuff for the first time. That was neat. I'd like to go and stay downtown.
Yeah.
And go to a Bulls game or something like that. But we didn't get to really do much of that. So anyways, I'm clearly kidding around, like in jest, ripping Chicago because of the Fred Hoiberg situation. But like all these people taking me seriously. My God. Twitter needs like a sarcasm gym lod.
Well, even if you did put that, there are still people right now that are so wound up about everything that they're still going to take you serious.
Yeah. I'm trying to lighten the mood, people. I'm trying to have a little fun.
Yeah.
Keyword trying.
That first question was lame, by the way. Do you have any?
Yeah, good, come on. Give us a good question.
You know, this next one, I don't think we're going to want to discuss.
Let's skip.
And it's I appreciate everybody who inputted questions, but I think a lot of these people may not actually be like avid podcast, because this guy wants to know, do you believe that Iowa State will be able to reload its 2016 roster? See, like, we don't really talk about that stuff.
See, that's an Adam Gray question.
Yeah, you don't let me. I would love to handle that question.
That's a good mailbag question. Go ahead, Adam.
No, Chris. Only you and your mailbag is talented enough to talk about the 2016.
Take it, Adam.
No, I don't want to.
That's from MKLEVE44.
No, I don't want to.
I'll answer that question for him. Who cares? Move on.
Buff 87.
Yeah.
Says he met the soccer coach yesterday at the tour. I didn't even know we had a soccer team. I assume it is women's. Have we had any success in soccer?
We don't have
Iowa
a men's
State?
Team, I don't think. Do
no, there's no men's soccer team.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I don't think they're very good, but I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah.
I don't either.
Like a Title IX thing.
Yeah, girls that are playing in that, obviously it's very important to them, and I hope
absolutely.
Iowa State has tremendous success, but let's be honest, we don't care.
We could play some cool sports.
I'm not trying to be mean about it.
No,
I bet they have club sports at Iowa State that I'm unaware of. But
they have a water skiing club.
I've seen
club.
Some stories on lacrosse. That's kind of a cool game. I would play that.
Lacrosse would be a lot of fun.
It seems something you would want to play.
How about some badminton,
Williams?
What does that mean?
Some badminton?
Yeah. I would love to smack
to be, you got some badasses that play lacrosse, like, big time.
Badminton's my game,
just
dude.
Just seems to me like a kind of a fratty, preppy type game.
See, but you always say that, but I wasn't even in a frat, which is not correct.
Could you imagine how good he would be in lacrosse with his 4.4 speed? No one would keep up with him.
Dude, badminton's my game, though, because I love to pound shuttlecock. Love it.
What?
Shuttlecock. Have you guys ever played badminton in your life?
Is that what it's called?
My wife once dislocated her shoulder playing badminton.
Oh, wow. She must have really been attacked.
She swung too hard at the shuttlecock.
She was really going for it.
I used to love playing that in gym class in high school.
You idiots act like you don't know it's called a shuttlecock.
Now that you say this, it does ring a bell.
Jeez. All right.
The stuff that you remember is actually quite impressive.
I have a lot of useless knowledge up there.
It's impressive.
Give me a question I can use some useless knowledge on.
This one's kind of long, but I think it might be funny just because I saw Paul Rhodes in the NBA in the same paragraph. It's from Claymath 632, fun poster. I enjoy his stuff. I do read the forums. Like, I was commenting the other day, and these people are like, I can't believe you're actually reading. I read as much as I can.
Yeah.
Like last night, you're like, why are you working right now? How are you working? Because I go through all this stuff.
You're crazy.
So I know like which guys I kind of like. This is one of my favorite. Buff 87, the other guy, he's a wrestling.
Wrestling guy, yeah.
By the way. Okay. There are coaches who are in the NBA or soon to be NBA that are known as offensive geniuses but aren't considered great defensive coaches. We actually have one of them at Iowa State as our head basketball coach right now. Say one of those NBA coaches needed some help and wanted to hire a defensive-minded assistant. What are the chances that an NBA team would take a flyer on Coach Paul Rhodes? He was the defensive coordinator at Pitt before coming the head coach here, so he would know how to stop NBA offenses in their tracks. What are the odds of this happening? And can we become the beneficiaries of another McDermott or Creighton-type move? Who could we get as the head coach after?
Fun question, but he actually did not come from Pitt. He came from Auburn.
Yeah, but he was at Pitt prior.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's semantics right there.
Yeah, he's wrong.
You're killing Clay Math for. I mean, come on.
Clay Math, if you're gonna ask a question, get it right.
I mean, he was all right. I mean, yeah, come on, let's cut him some slack.
But you know, I think Paul Rhodes has a better chance of coaching the Arena Football League next year than he does at the NBA.
He'd probably be an overqualified Arena Football League coach.
You think?
Yeah, I mean.
I was being sarcastic. I mean, I'm just saying, no, there's no chance of an NBA, but that's a fun question.
I think he's just joking.
No, I know that. Yeah. I know.
This time next year, unfortunately, Paul Rhodes will be a defensive line coach somewhere. I don't even think he'll be a coordinator.
Going the Dan McCartney path? Is it what you're
predicting? He won't be our head coach, and I don't know if we'll get another D coordinator job right away. Defensive line coach. That's my prediction.
I hope
we win 7 games, but I don't think we will.
247 Cy. If Jeff Hornacek ever becomes the Iowa State men's basketball coach, will it be okay to call it Hornball, or will that make Adam Gray blush so much that it will have to be outlawed?
I like that question. I'd prefer Horny Ball. It's got more of a
horny
ring.
Ball, yeah.
It's got more of a ring to it. We play Horny Ball around here.
It is making me blush just talking about it. But, yeah, I think that's a good name. What are the chances, Chris? Hornacek, that's like, what, 75% he'd come back if Hoiberg takes that Bulls job? 75-80%?
More like 90.
90? Yeah. 90%, all right.
Shut up.
I mean, who wouldn't leave the NBA to come back to Iowa State?
Shut up.
I think it's possible, but I...
How do these names catch on, by the way? Hoiball, where did that start? Someone posted
Brent Bloom.
For real? It was Brent
Bloom? He's the first person I ever saw use it.
And he just
he wrote it in a column.
You asked him,
he
created it? Did he ever admit?
He is the first person I ever saw use it, but I think he credits somebody else. But I don't know exactly where that is. So whoever that is, I apologize.
So when Hornacek becomes our coach, then I'm the first person that said Horny Ball.
No,
he said Hornball.
Oh, Hornball. Yeah.
I don't like that.
Horny Ball.
I like Horny Ball. It's got
a little bit better ring to it.
We play Horny Ball around here. I like that. Yeah. So he does not get credit. I do. So the t-shirts are mine, by the way. The Horny Ball t-shirts.
The Horny Ball?
You could have some fun with that one. What else you got? Anything good?
Kent Kell, whose avatar is, coincidentally, of Jeff Hornacek.
Nice. Already starting.
Nice.
It's already begun.
Before that, was it Cheek D'Allen? Before that, was it Rashad Vaughn?
He backs
this
winners.
Is pretty intense. I'll let Gray handle it. Current rule changes.
Yep.
Proposed changes to sports and the possible impact they might have. Example, the point after touchdown in the NFL. Men's basketball's 30-second shot clock. Women's basketball switching to quarters versus halves. And or are there any other potential rules changes that you guys think might improve these sports?
Well, the football one, I mean, I understand. Extra points are – they make
it went from,
99% of the time.
20 yards to 33? Are they kicking from 33 now?
Yeah, I mean, what was it, 17, 18 yards before? Has that gone through for sure?
No.
No, they're proposing it. But in my opinion, though, the NFL, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah,
I thought it did go through.
I think they
voted on it the other day, though, I thought.
Oh, I don't know. If they did, I missed that.
I'm pretty sure it went through. Pretty sure it went through.
I don't know. I wouldn't change anything in the NFL. I think it's fine. College basketball, I think, obviously needs a change as far as taking the shot clock from 35 to 30. That's a good change. Pace of play will be better. I don't understand the women's basketball from halves to quarters. Can you explain that one to me, Chris? I mean, you're a big women's basketball fan. I enjoy watching from time to time.
I don't understand the difference.
I don't either. I just
you're still playing basketball. It's not like you're making some...
And isn't there enough timeouts already in the game?
There's too many.
Yeah. I don't think there should be a lot of differences between the college and the pro game. If these guys want to play pro, I mean, yes, there should be some differences.
Yeah.
But if they have quarters up there, they should have quarters in college.
I would be fine with taking the shot clock down even more. myself.
Yeah, 35 seconds after I've been watching a lot of NBA at 24.
The problem is the
big,
college.
Big difference.
Dude. Fun, man. I love it.
There's just not enough good players in college basketball. I mean, you'd have a lot of crappy shots being taken. And
it stinks when you watch a team
like.
Have
you been watching lately? There's already plenty of crappy shots.
Oh, I know, but I'm saying you'd limit them from 35 to 24. Think of all the crap.
Well, maybe you would actually force them to run an offense early rather than just, you know, dribbling out the shot clock.
I don't know. I think there's just not enough good players. I think that 30 is about perfect.
You know what I would like to see them propose too, and I love this about the NBA. At the end of games and end of halves, you call timeout. You get the ball half court. Right in front on the other side of the court. I think that'd be fun. It makes the games more interesting.
That makes it almost feel like cheating when they do that rule, though.
Well, it's not
like
cheating if it's in the rule books.
Like, it automatically gives a team, like, a chance at a last-second shot.
Yeah.
Which kind of stinks if you're betting on the other team.
Well, yeah.
You know? But here's the thing that people forget about these rule changes. First of all, these are games, okay? So whether it's a baseball rule change with a pitch clock, or it's allowing a blocked PAT to be returned now for 2 points, which changes the dynamic of the game. And speaking of betting, I'm going to be real interested if these rule changes take place. Will Vegas change their perspective on lines going into games? Because now your extra points are harder. The other team can return them. So typically you're going to see your lines at 6 or 7 or whatever. When they're changing the dynamic of potential scoring, will they change what an average line looks like before the game? I think they might, but I don't know how. But anyway,
it might take a year of data or something.
The common denominator for all these things that people forget is all of these sports are intended for one purpose and one purpose only, and that's entertainment.
Yeah.
They are entertainment. So if your product is not entertaining and boring, you change it.
Yeah.
Period. And that's what they're doing, and there's nothing wrong with that.
As an example, like what NASCAR has done, like they've changed their point standings and all that crap like 10 times. They're still trying to figure it out.
Yeah. And the purists are like, oh, no, you can't do it.
If people quit watching it on TV, then you've got a problem. You've got to give people a reason to watch.
And that's why I think that, and this may sound crazy, and I admit it might sound crazy, but I also think it might not happen for 30 years. But the reality of a 9-inning baseball game, because we've always done it that way, I think will change. Eventually, because our attention spans are going to get shorter and shorter and shorter.
But it can't.
And we'll do a 7-inning game,
baseball,
or a 5-inning game, or
baseball
whatever.
Baseball is so big on records that I don't think that will ever
but
change.
But nothing is status quo forever. It's going to change.
They'll just keep doing what they're doing now with, like, the times. And
yeah, they'll...
It will have changes. You have to change with the times. And the times 50 years from now are going to be a lot different than they are today.
They should put a shot clock on in between innings. That's what they should do.
Yeah.
I'm always amazed how few sports
pitching
have
changes.
Popped up.
Yeah.
Think about sports.
Timer.
Like the big four sports, basketball, baseball, football, hockey, to some extent. And how long have those sports have been in existence? A long, long time. And we've had other sports like X Games pop up, and golf has become more popular.
Yeah.
But doesn't it seem likely that at some point we're going to get another sport that people gravitate to? Like they did for the baseball or football or basketball.
I thought it
seems inevitable that would happen.
I thought the trampoline basketball that they did a couple, you know,
that was
kind of
fun.
I thought that was going to really take
basketball.
Off.
You ever see that movie?
Oh yeah,
that was an awful movie, by the way. Basketball.
All right, let's move on. Wesley wants to know if we think Otts will run an NBA like offense. He's assuming TJ Otzelberger is Iowa State's next head coach. I don't think he would change much at all.
Not this year.
Just like the NFL. If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, I don't think that if – and I know TJ pretty well and his basketball mindset. I don't think you would see much of a difference. It's not like he's going to go Tim Floyd style and – no.
Since you know TJ so well and he's your bosom buddy, I think once he becomes the head coach at Iowa State, you should get him on the podcast. That's what I think. Because how quickly will he get from not being unobtainable to I'm too big for my britches? We got to get him in between that time slot and get him on the podcast.
I think we could get him on the podcast.
I think we would need to. But we don't want him on here until he's head coach of the basketball program.
I would like him to admit that you two cheated in golf and that Bloom and I actually beat you. That's what I want.
That's a long time ago, man. Why are you still hanging on to that?
You cheated?
Yeah, he cheated.
No,
he went Tom Brady on it.
TJ and I once beat Bloom and Adam Gray in golf.
We gave him a stroke a hole, and it got rained out for 3 days, or three holes.
And we beat you.
Okay.
Who won?
Did I not hit a shot? I had like a 2-foot birdie putt. You're like, no, we're good.
Who won?
We're good. Don't even putt that 3-footer as we have like.
Who won the match, Adam?
No one. It was
we won.
Incomplete. It was suspended, and you guys have not wanted to play since.
It's because we're undefeated. Why do we play again? We retired on top.
I think John we have one date set for June 26th. The next date we need is the Shittily D. That's what we need. We need to find a summer date.
We need to get that. We need to do Periscope from the Shittily D.
We could.
We need to do the Periscope when Kevin dumps the moonshine on the bar and sets it on fire.
That would be awesome.
Do they get a signal down there at the Shittily D?
Oh, yeah. U.S. Cellular, baby.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What are you talking about, Greg?
You guys have fun at the Shittily D. I'll be at the ice box.
You'll be at the real bar.
Wesley, I feel like, is just being, here on these questions, I feel like Wesley is just being a negative troll.
Well, then skip him.
Because he wants to know if Iowa State will beat you and I in football.
How the hell do we know?
Why is that negative? That's very likely.
No, I think that he's
that
doing.
We won't.
I'm just going by the trend because he's just doing the Otzelberger thing because I think he knows it'll piss people off. It's because, you know, Fred's still the head coach.
Yeah.
And then now
allegedly.
Brett 44, dear Chris, what is your favorite season of the year?
Hey, see, there's a non-sports related question. I was starting to wonder if any of these people actually listen to the podcast.
Yeah,
or not.
I was too.
There's all these Adam Gray questions. This isn't the Adam Gray show.
People think it is, and I appreciate that.
Welcome to the X's and O's with Adam Gray.
My favorite season is fall. I like the autumn.
I like fall a lot.
I like fall beers.
You do. You're big on the pumpkin beers.
Yeah, I love like the pumpkin beers, the Oktoberfest.
Yep. Fall's great because of football. Football makes fall, but summertime.
There's nothing better like than at the end of summer when football is starting.
Yeah, August, early August.
Because my house in Bondurant's very close to the football field, so like I love like
you hear the drills.
Yeah, like you hear that. You hear the band practicing, like stuff like that. I don't know. It's a And I love the weather. I think September in Iowa is the best month of weather that we have.
The worst thing about fall is that winter is right behind it. That's the worst thing about fall.
Yeah, but then you have basketball.
But summertime takes
you Christmas.
Summertime more than
Fred's
any other season.
There, so who cares about basketball?
Allegedly.
Summertime takes you back to your childhood. Because summertime is just it's hard to explain summertime. It's just a thing
simple
of
wine.
It's freedom.
It's summertime.
Yeah, there's freedom in summer. You just, you know, you walk out, you get your mail, you get the shoes off, you know, the hot pavement on the feet.
Summer would be my second favorite.
I like it. I get to go to the art festival every year. Have you guys ever been down there downtown?
Yeah, I've been there a couple times.
That's a good time.
It is fun.
I like a lot of talented people in the world.
What kind of art?
Everything.
Every kind, dude. The whole downtown around the sculpture garden, you know, the whole area down there.
Are there nude sculptures?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Good food. There's vendors from all over the country. It's awesome.
Brett also wants to know if you could be any 80s action star, who would we be?
80s action star?
Yeah, I mean, 80s is a long ways away.
Wow.
I'd probably be Bruce Willis.
I was not very old back then.
Bruce Willis, Die Hard.
That was 80s. Was that 80s? I thought that was 90s.
No, that was 80s.
I think
probably
you're wrong. Mel Gibson, Lethal Weapon. A little bit crazy.
Yeah,
but
a lot crazy.
Yeah.
I would be I'd be Tom Cruise in Top Gun.
Is he an action hero?
Yeah, he's a fighter. He's a fighter pilot.
In my mind, he's an action star.
I mean, he's a sports star. I mean, his volleyball skills are top notch.
Val Kilmer and him.
Maverick.
Really one of the most underrated rivalries in all sports.
Kilmer versus Cruz.
Kilmer's fat now.
Yeah, he is fat. Was Michael Keaton Batman? Could I be him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the 80s.
Was that 80s?
Yeah.
That would be like 89, though.
It was 89 exactly, I think.
I believe it was.
So I would go with Michael Keaton Batman.
Yeah. I still remember, you know, certain memories stick with you. It's the weirdest thing. I was at a movie theater at North Grand Mall, and I wasn't watching that movie, but I was there for another movie, and I could still in my mind picture the smell of the popcorn and everything like that. And that movie had just gotten out, and the doors open, and the crowd's walking out, and I could hear the theme, the credit song that was rolling for that movie. I can't tell you the title of it. If I heard it, I'd recognize it immediately. But it's like just what a weird random movie from 1989. It's when I think that movie did come out. That like sticks in my brain. I just remember because I think I wanted to go see the movie, and my parents were probably like, "I don't know about that. It's PG-13 or something." So I don't know. I just that one's in my mind for whatever reason.
Fitzy writes in, you know, and this one's real inside jokey, so I don't really think we can do it. And it's not that I'm trying to be rude. He wants to know the first pick of the 2015 Cyclone Fanatic pickup basketball draft. I've never seen any of these guys play, so I can't really go there.
They're probably all scrubs. Let's be honest. It doesn't really matter.
We still
all,
need
you're
to.
All a bunch of scrubs. You can't play.
All right. We need to. We talk about things too much with little action. At some point soon, we already figured out you guys don't want to race me. Okay, fine. But we can go shoot three-pointers.
Okay.
I'll do that.
So where are we going to go do it? We need a gym somewhere close to all of us, and we're going to go shoot it, and we're going to record this, and we're gonna see who wins.
No, let's do it outdoors like White Men Can't Jump. Let's go on the streets.
We need a windless day.
Oh, you can't shoot in the conditions, huh?
I don't want to shoot in the conditions.
Wow.
You know? So we need to do it.
Gunner clone. Oh, gosh. The drunkest you've ever been. Stories from all three of you.
Oh, jeez.
I don't drink.
Oh, man.
You don't drink. All right, here's mine. I'll go. I don't know if this is the drunkest I've ever been, but it's a good story. It's a Vegas story, too. So I am there with three buddies, and we go to a club. And on the way there, my friend Clint is he's already drunk by this point. And he's given our cab driver was from Jerusalem. So he's saying all this, frankly, racist stuff to him. And I'm just like looking at the cab driver because I'm in the front seat. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
Why, I'm
sorry, man. Well, it was humorous stuff. It wasn't like mean stuff. And the cab driver's just rolling his eyes.
The cab driver.
But anyway, so he's already drunk.
Okay, in your group of friends.
Yeah, he's
okay.
Already drunk by the time we get there. And so the four of us get there. We're all drinking quite a bit. My buddy Clint, same guy, probably serves him right.
You drinking? What are you drinking? Like Miami Vices?
We're drinking shots and just you know whatever.
Shot.
Yeah. So we're drinking shots. So my buddy Clint ends up getting locked out.
Is this the racist?
Yeah, he gets locked out of the club. not even on purpose. He's just kind of wandering around. He finds a door and pushes his way through it. And it's an exterior door. So next thing he knows, it's like locked from the outside. He goes back around. He tries to get back in, but he's too intoxicated, so they won't let him in. He somehow finds his way back to the hotel. We have no idea how. Meanwhile, I am drunk. I leave the club because I feel like I'm about to barf, and we're leaving to come home the next day.
What, did you have like three beers?
Three beers. So I get, this is where the story gets good. So I catch a cab. I said, see you guys, I'm leaving. Clint has already disappeared by this point. I go back to the hotel room. I climb into bed. And I fall asleep. Meanwhile, my buddy Hadley comes back. So we're sharing beds. Two guys to a bed.
Is he racist too?
No. Okay. So two guys to a bed. Hadley comes back 2 hours later.
Were you the big spin or little spin?
Well, here's the funny part. So Hadley gets into bed. He falls asleep. 7 a.m. rolls around the next morning. And I got to get up to get my flight and get out of there. And I realize that I'm butt naked. I had taken off all my clothes for some reason and climbed into bed. So my buddy Hadley is laying right next to me. He like rolls over and looks at me, and I like whip the covers off and show him I've been sleeping next to him naked all night long.
That would haunt my dreams forever.
He jumps out of bed. He wasn't thrilled with that, but I don't know if I tried to spoon him or not. But yeah, so I slept butt naked with a friend all night long in Vegas.
It didn't bother you at all, did it?
No, I would do it again. I'm one of those guys, if you share a room with me in a hotel, I'm going to be air drying, dude. I'm going to be walking around after the shower saying, hey, deal, soak it in. So that's mine. That's one that jumps to mind for me.
Wow. That's a tough one to follow up.
You want to go, Adam?
Yeah, I can go. There's a couple that I could think of, but the most recent one was probably about 3 years ago. A buddy of mine was at a bachelor party. It was a two-day bachelor party, Friday, Saturday. He was having it in Iowa City. We went golfing in Solon first that day, which this is the best part of the story for me, actually. I had 9 beers while playing, and it was the best round of golf I ever played. So I think that might be like
you were loose.
Ever. But we went afterwards. We went out to eat. And everyone was just drinking water because they'd been drinking on the golf course. Me and my buddy, we didn't. We just kept going.
Just kept plowing away.
We just kept plowing. We kept drinking the beers. Well, then we went back to his buddy's place where we're all going to be crashing that night. And we started playing games, bags and beer pong. And me and my buddy didn't lose. We won in bags. We played beer pong. The bad part about playing those games is you just have to keep drinking. Mm-hmm. Beer pong, you know, there's a tournament mm-hmm. bracket. It's almost better to lose early so you don't get ripped than if you win. Well, I don't know how many games we played. Way too many. Long story short, I'm a grown man, probably 26, 27 years old, and I'm in the back of his fence right by his daughter's playground set just puking my brains out.
All over the playground?
No. I mean, I was in the grass, but I mean, I think I was using that as like a way of keeping myself up and balancing.
His hands and knees puking in someone's backyard.
And then I just went in, and his wife made some really delicious dip, and I ate the entire thing just trying to
see. See, you're a puking rallier. I am not. I'm jealous of you because when I get to the point.
Mark gets done with that fourth beer.
Yeah, so when I drink my fourth beer. And I get to the point where I'm going to puke.
Yeah.
What precedes that is being dizzy. Yeah. So the room starts spinning.
It's the worst feeling in the
world. And then I puke. And from there, all I want to do is lay down and do nothing.
Yeah.
So if I get to that point, it's over.
Well, I'm usually like that too, but I was in another person's house.
Yeah.
And I didn't trust the other guys if I went and laid down that something wasn't going to happen.
Did you think that they would put like your hand in water and make you pee?
No, they would have drawn a wiener on his face for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sharpie.
I would do it to them if they were sleeping.
Yeah.
But the worst part was that was only day one of the bachelor party. So then the next day we get up and go golfing and my body just hurt. You know, it almost feels like you get in a fight when you're so hungover because your whole body just aches.
Because it lacks oxygen and the nutrients that it needs. You're so dehydrated.
And I swear I could not get drunk that next day because we're out in
You still have all that alcohol on your system.
And I'm just drinking, and this time I'm going Vodka 7 the whole night. And I don't know. I didn't drink a ton, but I just felt sober but hurting the rest of the night. So, yeah, that was not one of my finer moments, but that was one of the
What do you got, Williams? You ever make some mistakes?
Yeah. Good friend of my wife's got married. Really straight edge people, like really good people. They had their wedding out at a winery. Ashley and I had just gotten married not too long ago. And there wasn't beer at the wedding. Like the only way you could drink was if you buy wine. And I wasn't even going to drink that night. Well, a mutual friend who I didn't expect to be at this wedding started just bringing me like wine, like one wine after another, just bottles of wine. And it was like the really like sweet, like type wine, you know, where it tastes like you're drinking high C.
Oh yeah.
And you can just chug it basically.
All day. Yeah.
And you know, by the end of the night, I was doing like seductive dances on the dance floor with other like men.
Kind of like what's going to happen at the party coming up on the 26th.
And so we actually went to another party after that, and I kept going. And by the time we got the only time in my life I've puked from alcohol. Like, I don't puke. And it was a bad, bad deal. Like, my wife was so pissed off at me with my behavior that night.
What did I just marry?
The problem was the wine. Like, I never drink wine.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And, man, if you're not used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That stuff's nasty. And the hangover you have with it, I mean, it's not a good deal.
I think probably 90% of men that are married listening to this probably have a story where they got way too drunk and their wife got really pissed off at them. It's bound to happen.
I had a party at my house once where the wife, good friends of ours, but the wife was just glaring at her husband because he was going way over the top. And we had an old TV. So the TV had been left in our house, the house we live in now, by the previous owners. It was one of those big screens, but the old versions that were super heavy and big. And I wanted to get rid of it anyway. And I was telling him, I want to get rid of that. He's like, dude, let me get rid of it for you. So he goes up to it like he's going to kick it. And he looks back at me like, is that okay? And I'm like, yeah, I don't care. Because literally we wanted to get rid of the thing. And instead of kicking it, he like does one of these things like he's going to judo chop it with his hands, like right in the screen. And he does. He like punches the TV with his hand, breaks the screen, but also cuts his hand at the same time. We're like, you idiot. We said to kick it. So he's like got blood like pouring down his hand. And his wife is just giving him like the worst look ever. Like,
Jean-Claude Van Damme?
You were a total embarrassment to me and to the family. So it was one of those moments where the party was raging, right? Well, not raging, but going well. And then it was like the record player screeches to a halt.
Yep.
And then like it was just over at that point. And he got dragged home by the scruff of his neck. But
has he been allowed to party with you since?
Yeah, but he's way more tame now than he used to be.
Nothing wrong with
that. One thing I do know when I'm drunk, though, is I give good speeches at weddings.
Yeah?
I was told that I gave one hell of a speech. My buddy, the same guy that I was naked in bed with, Hadley, got married to Abby, and I was up there and I gave a speech. and I was hammered when I did it. But apparently everyone said that was a really good speech. I was quoting the lyrics from John Mayer songs, like, during the speech. I said, Abby, Hadley survives off the breath that you're finished with, you know, like, which is an actual song, like a lyric in one of his songs.
Would you have known that, Chris?
No.
So it was, you know, that's when I'm in my element, dude. Hmm. You know, when I get two beers in me, and I'm just gone.
Two beers.
I'm just gone, according to Williams.
This is true. Cyhawk DMB, The Goldbergs, best network sitcom on TV. I've never seen the show.
Never seen it.
I have seen it through my wife watching it.
Okay.
And it's got Jeff Garland in it. Yeah. From Curb Your Enthusiasm. He's funny, but I can't speak to that.
Okay, what's your favorite network sitcom? Like, not of all time, that's on right now. Of all time, it's Seinfeld for me.
I watch almost no network TV anymore, especially sitcoms. But if I had to pick one, it'd be Modern Family, because that's the only one I've really seen recently.
Modern Family would be one of the top two for me. I'm just really disappointed and sad that they did not renew the Mindy Project on Fox. The Mindy Project
apparently that's going to get picked up somewhere.
By like Netflix or Amazon. Yeah,
somebody's picking it up.
I'm hopeful.
My wife loves that show.
She's hilarious. She's fit. And I'm a big fan of New Girl.
Yeah, we started watching those DVDs, but we're only like two seasons in.
What are your thoughts on
Project 2?
Yeah, I like it. It's funny.
She's really funny.
Zoe Deschanel, what's your thoughts on her? I think she's kind of cute.
Yeah, Daddy likes her.
Would. Yeah.
Daddy likes her. So creepy.
It is. Please stop that.
You say that all the time. Daddy like.
We're a big fan of the show. The Tim Allen show, Last Man Standing.
Yeah. See, that didn't get picked up either, I don't think.
It got renewed.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's, now that I have a daughter, I really appreciate it even more. Yeah. I just love Tim. Basically, it's the show Home Improvement, except he has three daughters.
It's that three sons.
Yeah, and it's the same type of show, and they bring in a lot of like the Home Improvement characters.
Were you a big fan of that show?
Yes.
Home Improvement's one of the most underrated shows of all time.
I would agree.
I like that show a lot.
Al Borland. You had your neighbor.
He went on to host Family Feud. I think that's all he's done since then.
Yeah. And my wife really liked Big Bang Theory. I like Big Bang Theory. I'm not like crazy about it. I think it's good. I don't think it's great.
I just like it for the writing.
Yeah.
It's a well-written show.
Yeah.
My wife loves that show. We watch it a lot.
I was teaching my 4-year-old son the other day Rock, Paper, Scissors, and he loved it. But I was still thinking about his version of the show. Have you ever seen that one? If you haven't seen it, you got to YouTube it. It's all about Spock, and he throws in all these extra characters into the game.
I know which one you're talking
It's like,
about,
this one beats that one, this one, you know, all the way down the list. But it's the best line, by the way, Sheldon. His name's Jim Parsons in real life. Have you seen the movie Garden State with Zach Braff? He's in that movie.
Is he? It has to be. Like,
he plays Zach. So Zach Braff's mom. He plays a guy that's dating Zach Braff's mom. And Zach Braff hates him because he's dating his mother. And it's weird because their ages are way off. And Zach Braff has been out partying the night before, like doing drugs, getting drunk, and he's eating cereal or whatever, and Jim Parsons comes into the scene, and he plays a real straight character, doesn't have a sense of humor or anything of that, and he looks at Zach Braff, and he says, "Did you know it says balls on your face?" Somebody, like, in this reminds me of the Sharpie, someone had written balls on his forehead, and he wasn't even aware of it. But just the way he deadpans the line, "Did you know it says balls on your face?"
That was, I don't remember that movie very well, but I remember liking it.
Oh, it's good. It's a good indie film for sure. If you haven't seen it, I know Williams hasn't seen it, because he hasn't seen crap, but whatever.
Last question from P. Flats. We got to make it quick.
P. Flizzy.
What is your favorite brewery and beer made in Central Iowa, and why? I've got two. That I'm really into that Exile Hannah.
I love the Exile Hannah.
I just had it like a month ago for the first time, and I'm kind of obsessed with it. I like the little banana-ish to it. And then I really like the Confluence Des Moines IPA. Have you had that?
What are we, twin? Those are my two.
Yeah, those
I drank the Confluence last night.
I had
Des Moines IPA.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Chris, you might have to help me with this one.
But I would say that Confluence is my favorite local brewery, though. I love their beer.
I am not a beer snob, as we've discussed many times. Bud Light is totally fine with me. But I was down at Bait Shop the other day, and I had something that had the name Bikini in it. Does this ring any bells to you? It was recommended to me by my client, Royce Mahoney, is a bartender down there.
I think that Exile has a Bikini beer.
It's something Bikini, and I had it. It was good. It tasted a little tarty, a little fruity.
Was it the fatale, Blonde Fatale bikini?
Blonde
Fatale is...
is that
like,
not a bikini?
No, that's a peace tree.
It was like
that's
a stinky bikini or something. That's not what it was. I'm grasping at straws. But it was something bikini.
It was tasty, huh?
It was good.
I'm going to try it.
I don't know. I think Exile has a... The only reason I say that is one of their beers has a chick in a bikini on it, but I don't know if that's it.
So my client Royce took me in the back. I got to see where all the kegs are and stuff behind the scenes at El Bait Shop, and they're putting in a bunch of new stuff there too. I'm sure you know this since you broadcast from there.
Dude,
you got all those taps
on
the wall, and they're putting in a whole bunch of other ones.
That place is phenomenal.
I think I've only been there twice in my life.
Chris never invites you down to listen to the
show. Come down anytime you want. You know where we're at.
Chris never invited me on to Cakes and Know until he's off, and Ross has to be the one to invite me. Otherwise, have I been on Cakes and Know with you?
Nope.
No, probably never will either.
Probably not. You can come on Friday.
Is there a better chance of Fred Hoiberg?
Are you coming in on Friday?
Yeah.
Adam can come
tomorrow.
No, it's his spot. I don't want to.
Then what do you want? Like, what do you want from me?
He can come in and not say anything. That's totally
what do you,
fine.
Like, what do you want to be like an expert on? What should we have you in as a guest for?
Oh, don't. The word expert probably should never be used with me. Just every now and then, I just like to, feel included.
He's a man on the street.
Yeah.
He's a man on the street who can talk X's and O's.
Yeah, call me the X's and O's expert. I can sit there and just
guru.
I can break down game
I'm thinking,
tape.
Wait, what am I an expert on? And it's probably real estate, but we don't really talk about that on the show either.
So. I don't know if you did listen. I did beat Ross Peterson in trivia last week. So I got a pretty nice little sports trivia run going on.
You got a good streak?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ross was surprisingly bad at that.
Yeah, he wasn't very good.
You think people would be easier. We did like the top 20 NFL rushers of all time.
Yep.
It's amazing how quick people get stumped on stuff like that.
He was wrong on his first guess on that. I forget who he said, but yeah.
He was wrong on his first one. We're probably wrapping this up, William.
Yeah, we need
I'm
to
looking
wrap
at the clock. So 26th of June.
Yep.
Friday night. John McKee, get a hold of me about the band if you can play it. If not, we'll go another option. And then we'll be doing some free Fawcast t-shirts or selling them. We'll figure that out. We're definitely, you guys, when I leave here, you're going to give me the information for your t-shirt guy.
Yep. Sounds good.
So I can hook that up and then come on out and have some beers with us.
We'll get some ads made, stuff like that too.
Yeah,
we'll get it. We'll get promoted.
If you're a Fawcast listener and a female, I will probably buy you a free drink.
That sounds creepy.
I don't care. It's just, it is what it is.
Will your wife be there? Will I get to meet her finally?
Yeah, she'll probably be there. But no, I'm just trying to increase the female audience a little bit. We got men. That's fine.
All right.
You know, we want to meet some of the females out there that actually listen to us.
So
we
met a few. Like we met
some in Kansas City.
Yeah.
It was fun. We need to do some more of that.
We know Paige Hoiberg's a listener, as you pointed out last time.
Is she a listener?
No. She's the girl that listens.
Oh, yeah. What was her name?
I don't remember.
She should come too.
Sarah.
Thanks for listening, everybody. MarkCharter.com.
Booyah.
Solid ending. We'll see ya.
Look for a television commercial on a TV station near you.
And hopefully Cyclone Fanatic.
And the Cyclone Fanatic CFTV coverage. It's a nearly a done deal. Much like Iowa State and Rashad Vaughn. And Cheek Diallo.
99% chance he's coming to Iowa State.
And Fred Stain as our coach.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
So long.